Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to NTPC Limited Q3 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by IIFL Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Apoorva Bahadur from IIFL Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Yashaswi. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for your patience. On the call from NTPC, we have Shri Jaikumar Srinivasan, Director of Finance, Shri Shivam Srivastava, Director of Fuel, Shri K. Shanmugasundaram, Director of Projects, Shri Ravindra Kumar, Director of Operations, and Shri Anil Kumar Jadli, Director of Human Resources. Over to the management team.
Thank you. A very good evening to all the participants. I, Jaikumar Srinivasan, Director of Finance of NTPC and NGEL, welcome all of you to the Q3 FY25 conference call of NTPC Limited. I have with me Shri Shivam Srivastava, Director of Fuel, Shri K. Shanmugasundaram, Director of Projects of NTPC and NGEL, Shri Ravindra Kumar, Director of Operations, NTPC, and Shri Anil Kumar Jadli, Director of Human Resources, NTPC. I also have with me other key members of the NTPC group. Today, the company has announced the unaudited financial results for the quarter and 9 months ended 31st December 2024. The key performance highlights for the aforementioned periods have already been disclosed on both the stock exchanges. NTPC group has completed yet another outstanding quarter showcasing robust operational and financial performance. The successful listing of the NTPC Green Energy Limited, NGEL, during the quarter marks a significant milestone in NTPC's journey towards sustainable energy leadership. With its successful listing on 27th November 2024, NGEL has positioned itself as a key player in the Indian renewable energy sector. This strategic move highlights NTPC's commitment to accelerating the nation's energy transition and its leadership in clean energy initiatives. Coming to the operational highlights for third quarter and nine-month financial year 25, during nine-month FY25, NTPC group added 640 megawatt commercial RE capacity to its portfolio. As on 31st December 2024, the commercial capacity of NTPC stands at 59,168 megawatt on a standalone basis and 76,598 megawatt for the group. In the current quarter, we have added 135 megawatt RE capacity and 660 megawatt coal capacity of our subsidiary THDC in India Limited is being declared commercial from tomorrow. 660 megawatt coal capacity of our subsidiary THDC is being declared commercial from tomorrow. NTPC group generated 327 billion units in 9 months FY25 as compared to 315 billion units in 9 months FY24, registering a growth of 4%. NTPC's standalone gross generation in 9 months FY25 also grew by 4% to 278 billion units from 268 billion units in the corresponding previous period. During 9 months FY25, PLF of coal stations of NTPC was 76.20% as against 67.20% PLF of coal stations of rest of India. Rihand station with a PLF of 89.42 is the 7th ranked station, and Singrauli station with the PLF of 88.59% is the 8th ranked station in the All India PLF ranking during the 9 months period ended 31st December 2024. Overall, 7 NTPC stations are ranked among the top 15 stations. As regards the status of fuel supply, coal supply during 9 months FY25 was 185.15 million metric tons, including 2.26 million metric tons of imported coal. Coal supply during the corresponding previous period was 175.84 million metric tons, including 5.88 MMT of imported coal. NTPC has registered highest ever coal production of 30.88 MMT in 9 months FY25 with growth of 23% as against 25.12 MMT in the 9 months FY24. Cumulative expenditure of 11,841 crores has been incurred on development of coal mines till 31st December 2024. Coming to the financial performance, for NTPC on a standalone basis, total income for Q3 FY25 is 42,303 crores as against 40,288 crores in the corresponding quarter of previous year, registering a growth of 5%. For 9 months FY25, the total income increased by 6% to 1,28,601 crores from 1,21,486 crores in the corresponding previous period. NTPC's profit after tax for Q3 FY25 is INR 4,711 crores as against 4,572 crores in the corresponding quarter of previous year, registering an increase of 3%. On 9 monthly basis, profit after tax is 13,871 crores as against 12,523 crores in 9 months FY24, registering an increase of 11%. Total income of the group for 9 months FY25 is 1,39,777 crores as against 1,32,349 crores in the corresponding previous period, an increase of 6%. PAT of the group for 9 months financial 25 is 16,056 crores as against the corresponding previous period PAT of 14,842 crores, registering an increase of 8%. We expect to maintain similar growth on full year basis also. During 9 months FY25, our subsidiaries earned profit of 1,908 crores as compared to 1,516 crores in the corresponding period of previous year, registering an increase of 26%. NTPC's share of profit in JVs has increased from 1424 crores in 9 months FY25 to 1581 crores in 9 months FY25, registering an increase of 11%. During 9 months FY25, we have accounted for dividend income of 1,309 crores from our subsidiaries and joint venture companies as against 653 crores during 9 months FY24. Standalone regulated equity for conventional power and mining business as on 31st December 2024 is 90,289 crores, which was 84,498 crores in the previous year, registering a growth of 7%. On a consolidated basis, regulated equity as on 31st December 2024 is 1,05,854 crores, which is 5% over the last year's figure of 1,01,116 crores. The board has declared second interim dividend of Rs. 2.5 per share for the financial year 2024-25. First interim dividend of 2.5 per share was paid in November 2024. The average interest rate on borrowing for the company during 9 months FY25 was 6.64% as compared to 6.66% in 9 months FY24. In the 9 months FY25, we have incurred a group capex of 31,133 crores as compared to 21,642 crores in the corresponding previous period, while on a standalone basis, NTPC has incurred a capex of 16,305 crores as compared to 11,963 crores in the corresponding previous period. As part of our overall capacity expansion plan, investment approval has been accorded for 8 gigawatt thermal capacity during the current fiscal at an aggregate appraised current estimated cost of rupees 1 lakh crore. Total thermal capacity under construction now stands at 17.56 gigawatts. In addition, hydro and RE capacity under construction is 2.2 gigawatt and 10.3 gigawatt respectively, taking total capacity under construction for NTPC group to over 30 gigawatts. We are actively considering awarding additional thermal capacity to the tune of 7.2 gigawatt by the financial year 26-27, and with an ambitious target of 60 gigawatt of renewable energy by 2032, NTPC is poised for significant growth in the coming years. Furthermore, to have greater fuel security, we are enhancing our coal mining capacity as well. It is planned to enhance the NTPC group coal production from 14 million metric ton in financial year 25 to an estimated 67 million metric ton by FY29. To accelerate our growth, NTPC is also positioned to make significant contribution to the energy transition through clean base load generation technologies such as nuclear power. For taking this forward, Anushakti Vidyut Nigam Limited, Ashwini, a joint venture company of NTPC and Nuclear Power Corporation Limited, has been established for commissioning pressurized heavy water reactor nuclear projects. We have recently signed a supplementary joint venture agreement with NPCIL for transfer of 2800 megawatt Mahi Banswara Rajasthan Atomic Power Plant project from NPCIL to Ashwini. Further, NTPC Paramanu Urja Nigam Limited has been incorporated on 7th January 2025 as a wholly owned subsidiary of NTPC Limited for undertaking nuclear energy business. We are planning to conduct site studies at many locations. We have already got permission for 4 locations in MP for site studies. Going higher on generation, lowering GHG intensity remains our motto for environmental management and drives our efforts to comply with new environmental norms. We have taken significant steps to control SOx, NOx emissions. Over the next 3 years, we plan to commission FGD system for the entire operational capacity, ensuring a substantial reduction in SOx emissions. We have commissioned 16.48 gigawatt and work in FGD package for a cumulative capacity of 52 gigawatt is under progress. As part of its ongoing sustainability measures to reduce greenhouse gases, NTPC stations received 4.29 lakh metric ton of biomass in 9-month FY25, a remarkable increase compared to 0.71 lakh metric tons during the same period last year. We have signed a joint venture agreement with Rajasthan Rajya Vidyut Utpadan Nigam Limited for Chhabra Thermal Power Plant. RVUNL has 2,320 megawatt plant at Chhabra, and we have mutually agreed to form a 50-50 JV company which will own and operate the said power plant and also explore opportunity for its capacity expansion. Now turning to the highlights of NTPC Green Energy Limited. During 9-month FY25, NGEL has added 550 megawatt commercial RE capacity to its portfolio. As on 31st December 2024, the commercial capacity of NGEL stands at 3,475 megawatt, as against 2,761 megawatt as on 31st December 2023. NGEL has added an additional 135 megawatt of renewable capacity in the fourth quarter to date. NGEL generated 4,742 million units in 9-month FY25 as compared to 4,199 million units in 9-month FY24, registering a growth of 13%. During 9-month FY25, CUF of NGEL stations was 22.99%, as against 23.37% in corresponding period of previous years, mainly due to lower GHI and extended monsoon. NGEL's total income for Q3 FY25 is 581 crores, as against 463 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, registering an increase of 25%. For 9-month FY25, the total income grew by 15% to 1,714 crores from 1,485 crores in the corresponding previous period. NTPC's total EBITDA for Q3 FY25 has risen by 22% to 500 crores, as against 412 crores in the corresponding period of previous year. On 9-month basis, total EBITDA is 1483 crores as against 1337 crores in 9-month FY24, registering a growth of 11%. I stand corrected. It is NGEL's total EBITDA for Q3 has risen from 22%. You can stand corrected. In 9 months, FY25, NGEL on a consolidated basis has incurred capacity of 7,261 crores as compared to 2,779 crores in the corresponding previous period. Total contracted and awarded capacity has increased by 63% during last 1 year to 13,921 megawatt as on 31st December 2024 from 8,550 megawatt as at 31st December 2023. NTPC's Renewable Energy Limited, subsidiary of NGEL, successfully secured 1,000 megawatt in solar power auction by Uttar Pradesh Power Corporation Limited, UPPCL, at a tariff of 2.56 rupees per kWh. Additionally, NTPC REL won 500 megawatt of solar capacity in a SECI auction, which also includes the installation of 250 megawatt by 1,000 megawatt hours energy storage system at a tariff of 3.52 per kilowatt hours. NTPC REL also won 300 megawatt capacity in NHPC auction, which also includes the installation of 150 megawatt by 300 megawatt hours energy storage system at tariff of 3.09 rupees per kWh. In total, we have won 2,200 megawatt of tariff-based competitive bidding bids during the current fiscal. To take its growth journey forward, NGEL has incorporated several joint ventures during this fiscal. NTPC Rajasthan Green Energy Limited, the 7426 JV with Rajasthan Rajya Vidyut Utpadan Limited aims to develop renewable energy park and green hydrogen projects in Rajasthan with up to 25 gigawatt capacity. NTPC UP Green Energy Limited, 5149 JV with UPRVUNL, focuses on developing renewable energy parks and projects in Uttar Pradesh. Mahagenco NTPC Green Energy Private Limited, a 50-50 JV with Mahagenco, will develop and operate renewable parks in Maharashtra. ONGC NTPC Green Private Limited, 50-50 JV with ONGC Green Limited, will explore and develop renewable energy projects including offshore wind initiatives. NGEL has signed two joint venture agreements, one with Mahatma Phule Renewable Energy and Infrastructure Technology Limited, Mahapreet, to develop 10 gigawatt of renewable energy park, and another with New and Renewable Energy Development Corporation of Andhra Pradesh to establish 25 gigawatt of renewable energy capacity, 0.5 million metric ton of green hydrogen and 10 gigawatt of pump storage project in Andhra Pradesh. NGEL has signed two key MOUs during the quarter, one with the Government of Bihar for investment in renewable energy projects, including solar, battery storage and green hydrogen, with government facilitating necessary approvals. Second, MOU with Chhattisgarh State Power Generation Corporation Limited focuses on developing up to 2,000 megawatt of renewable energy projects, including floating solar. As regards our green hydrogen initiative, I would like to share that NTPC commissioned the green hydrogen mobility project at Leh, comprising 1.7 megawatt solar plant, green hydrogen filling station of capacity 80 kg per day and 5 hydrogen intra-city buses. Honorable Prime Minister laid the foundations for the NGEL Green Hydrogen Hub in Andhra Pradesh, marking India's first green hydrogen hub under the National Green Hydrogen Mission. Detailed engineering for enabling infrastructure for green hydrogen hub has started. NTPC Renewable Energy Limited, NTPC REL, signed an MOU with Kandla Port to set up hydrogen fueling station and 11 hydrogen buses. NTPC also signed an MOU with Gridco and CRUT in Odisha to implement a green hydrogen mobility project. Additionally, NTPC launched a solar hydrogen microgrid project for the Indian Army in Ladakh, providing 200 kilowatt of power year round. Regarding the various awards received by us in the Q3 of FY25, Aravalli Power Company Private Limited, a joint venture of our company, received the first prize at the 5th National Water Award 2023 for water management and water conservation. NTPC was confirmed the first runner-up in 2024 UN Women's Initiative, WEP, award in the category Community Engagement and Partnership for its flagship CSR project Girl Empowerment Mission. NTPC was confirmed with CSR award in the category Swachh Bharat Sanitation and Hygiene at the 12th National CSR Summit 2024 for Municipal Solid Waste Project and at Karsada, Varanasi. NTPC also won 5 DX224C CII award for best practices in digital transformation. NTPC has been recognized as one of the progressive places to work 2024 in the ET Now Progressive Places to Work 2024 event. NTPC received 4 awards in the PSC category at the SHRM HR Excellence Award for Excellence in Developing Emerging Leaders, Benefits and Wellness, Learning and Development and Community Impact. These were some of the key highlights I wanted to share before we begin the question and answer session. Thank you and over to you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take a first question from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Good evening, sir. And congratulations on a superb listing of NTPC Green. My first question is on this, sir, on what was the under-recovery in the coal-based power plant in 9 months FY25?
As we had shared during our last conference call, that we stood at 706 under recovery, but now we have improved during the quarter three. We have improved it by 238 positive. So at the end of December, we stand at an under recovery of 468 crores, and going ahead in this because. This is third quarter is normally not very the best performance is always on the fourth quarter. So accordingly, we hope to improve it further and bring it to the range of 250 to 300 crores.
Understood. My second question is on the NTPC Green. I just wanted to reconfirm the number. You said the 3.5 gigawatt operational capacity, 14 gigawatt of LO and awarded, plus 2.2 gigawatt of LOI. Is that right?
You are referring to the
NTPC Green,
or you are talking
NTPC Green tab portfolio.
Right.
The number right. So my the question is, what is the capacity expect to commission NTPC Green in Q4 FY25 and FY26 and FY27 based on the current portfolio?
See, for your sake benefit of this thing, I'll repeat that I said that during 9 months financial 25, NGL has added 550 megawatt commercial RE capacity to its portfolio. As on 31st December, the commercial capacity stands at 3475 megawatt, as against 2761 megawatt as on 31st December 2023. And we have added an additional 135 megawatt renewable capacity in the fourth quarter today. Yeah, now what is your question?
My question is, what is the capacity expected to commission in F25, F26 and F27? On the NTPC
Green. Talking about NGL or
portal? NTPC Green, right.
Okay, so renewable capacity for the current year till date 21st January, we have added 685 megawatt, and for entire financial year, we expect to touch around 3088 megawatt.
The F26 and F27, similar number?
That's close to 5 gigawatt and 8 gigawatt.
Understood. So, some request from our side, sir. Given that the NTPC Green is now a separate state, is it possible to share some press release detailing the portfolio of the renewables? You know, it will be very helpful.
Current portfolio?
No. Something going forward. I think we have a request from our side that there should be an update on the RE portfolio by every quarter. That will be very helpful for us.
Okay, noted.
Understood. Thank you, sir. Thank you, President.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to answer queries from all participants, please restrict your questions to 2 at a time. You may join back the queue for follow-up questions. We'll take our next question from the line of Shubhadeep Mitra from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Good evening and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, if you could please help us with the adjusted PAT number for this quarter, for both standalone and consolidated?
Yeah. See, as far as standalone is concerned, for Q3, we have 4,618 as adjusted PAT as against a reported PAT of 4,711. And as far as 9 months is concerned, as against a reported PAT of 13,871, the adjusted PAT is 13,015. So which would be 14% compared to the 9 months last year.
Okay, and the growth for the 3Q would be how much YOY?
Sorry?
The third quarter 4618 crore number, that's a growth of how much YOY?
6%. On a standalone basis, it is 6%. From the 4618 compares favorably to 6% above 4356, which was the last year's figure.
Understood. And so similar numbers for the consolidated?
Similar number, considered, 4,964 was the adjusted PAT. And as far as the 9 month is concerned, I have already given 14,796 compared to 13,437 last year, which is a 10% above the previous year.
So the console PAT is for 9 months is 10% YOY growth. And for the third quarter, the console adjusted PAT would be a growth of how much?
It would be close to 1%.
Okay. So the flattish number in 3Q for consolidated, is there any particular reason that's worth highlighting? Was there a higher base of last year because there was something that came in that quarter and there is some lumpiness?
I think I would urge you to, we'll get into the reason, but I will urge you to look at the 9 month figure. That should show the overall trend. There could be the Q3 is showing a 1%, but there could be some peculiar reason for that. It's not there before right before me. Maybe we can share it with you later on.
Lastly, 2 points from my side. The incentive earnings under the new CERC guidelines, I would assume much of that would come in a chunky form in fourth quarter. Would there be any indicative number that you're looking at, given that 9 months are already passed, and are you looking at larger, chunkier incentive earnings in 4Q?
No. These are different incentives. See, incentive, we have a figure of 762 crores, and for we expect to maintain the same trend. It should be similar to quarter three, I should say.
Okay. And in terms of awarding, you did mention that the new thermal awards are expected to be about 7.2 gigawatts by FY27. So are we expecting this to be more front-ended, that, you know, much of this award will be completed over FY25 and 26? Any timelines on that, on the awarding and the commissioning, both please?
See, there is presently an NIT, we have floated around 2,400, and we expect this to be concluded by
in this quarter,
Q4, financial 25. I think we should take it to the logical end for 2,400 megawatt, and further 4,800 megawatt is something which would be there in the agenda for FY26 and 27.
Okay, and last
Just a follow-up.
The last point is in terms of the commissioning numbers for the thermal piece for, let's say, FY 25, 26 and 27. That's the last point from my side.
See, as far as the COD guidance is concerned for financial year 25, on a standalone basis, we expect 2,178 megawatt coming from two thermal projects and renewable project, and considering the JV subsidiary, the figure would be 4,798, which comprises of 3,088 of renewable, and there would be two project of THDC, one 660 megawatt thermal project, the hydro pump storage, and 1,800 megawatt of Patra 2. So all this put together, the JV subsidiary tally is 4,798. And for a group level, it would be 6,976 megawatt for the current financial year. So if you want an overall breakup, the thermal total will be 2,780, hydro will be 250, and renewable will be 3,946. So total of
6,976. This is FY25. This is by March of 25, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, and anything from 26 next year?
I request you to join back the queue, please, as we have other participants waiting.
Yeah.
Thank you. We request participants to restrict to two questions at a time, please. You may join back the queue for follow-up questions. Next question is from the line of Gaurav from Axis Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So you did mention that we are targeting another 3,000, close to 3,100 megawatts for the year in NTPC Green in terms of addition. I just wanted to check the current commissioning pipeline, the current commissioning momentum, is it in line with your initial targets? And how much more do we have to scale up in terms of resource mobilization in order to achieve both the current year target as well as the subsequent year target?
See, up to Q3, we had achieved a figure of 640 megawatt, and as a major portion of that, as things are lined up, it would be in the fourth quarter only, and Put together, we are expecting something in the upper side of the 3,000 megawatt for the group as a whole. This would include the capacity addition in NREL, NGL, NTPC, and some other inorganic growth also.
Okay, understood, sir. So, second question.
The 5 gigawatt and the 8 gigawatt which we have mentioned, there is a complete visibility about this this capacity issues.
Understood, sir. Just one more follow-up. So you did mention that we have won a few new projects as well in terms of solar plus battery kind of tenders. What kind of IRRs are we targeting in those, equity IRRs are we targeting in those two, three projects that we want?
Look, you have to repeat your question. Your voice is not very clear.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was just asking, we said that we want new solar plus battery kind of tenders. What kind of equity IRRs are we targeting in those projects?
It would be in the range of, 12.5%.
Understood, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Puneet from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. My first question is, the first 9 months of capacity addition seems to be a bit slow on the NTPC green side. Is there any particular reason for that? And what is the confidence level for the fourth quarter commissioning? Where are the big hurdles we are seeing?
No, I think that capacity addition is something, it depends on the nature of the site, this thing. It is incidentally lined up in a way that the chunk of the capacity addition is coming in the fourth quarter. It can't be, as per my desire that it should be completely equated. So it so happens in some year there could be a spillover and you can see a greater capacity addition in the first and second quarter. But largely speaking, as these set of projects which are on hand, they are destined to are planned to be commissioned in the fourth quarter.
Understood. And on the thermal side, if you can also give some guidance for FY26 and 27 for NTPC standalone and the JV separately if possible.
Yes. As far as FY25, I had elaborated it with the earlier participant. But yeah, for financial year 26, we expect I'll begin with the total figure. The total figure we have is of 7,771 megawatt, comprising of 1460 megawatt of thermal projects, hydro 750, and renewable of 5,561 megawatt. And if you dissect that between standalone and JV subsidiary, JV subsidiary would constitute a chunk of that. It is 7,569. And standalone, it will be 202 megawatt of renewables. No thermal projects is lined up on a standalone, incidentally, in the next financial year. But in the JV, Patratu 2, THDC Skurja Unit 2, and THDC Hydro PSP 750 megawatt is lined up. Renewables will constitute 5.35 gigawatt, as I mentioned to you. So that tallies 7,569 of JV subsidiary, 202 standalone, which takes the figure to 7.77 gigawatt for the financial year 26.
Understood. Very clear. And 27
is a figure of gross figure of 9,904 gigawatt. That would have an element of thermal 1460 megawatt, hydro 444 megawatt, renewable 8000 megawatt. And if you split it between JV subsidiary and standalone, JV subsidiary will be 9244 megawatt, while a standalone is 660. That would be the Talcher unit 1, Talcher 3 unit 1. And there will be, in the JV subsidiary side, Patratu Unit 3, 800 megawatt. THDC is Vishnugad Pipalkoti, 444. And renewable, as I mentioned to you already, it would be 8 gigawatt, which takes the total to 9,244 of JV subsidiaries and the overall tally to 9,904 megawatt. So on a whole, for the 3 years, to FY25, 26 and 27, we have a figure of 24,651 megawatt of overall capacity addition in the 3 years, three fiscal years, whereas where thermal will constitute 5,700, hydro will be 1,444, and renewable total will be 17,507. I think that makes it amply clear.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. Last one, if I may. You've talked about the pipeline of 7.2 gigawatt to be ordered out. All of them are in JVs. Is there a plan to add something at standalone level also beyond this?
That's an exploratory process. See, in the sense that I think we are not, we don't do this by any design. See, we have to look at the overall capacity addition, the adequacy, the demand, the transition imperatives, all this is mine and we have to keep it in mind. So, and our stated policy that we would initially go for a green field. So whatever suits, whatever fits into this philosophy, we'll have a priority, the merit order as per that, rather than any other order. So if need arises, there are some potentials in the standalone NTPC also, but then we'll go as per this and subject to feasibility, of course. You know, every project is fraught with feasibility. So we have identified this as the most potential, but going ahead, we may change the order also. We can progressively keep you apprised about that.
Understood. That's very helpful. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Ketan Jain from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead. Mr. Ketan Jain, please share.
Hello. Yes. Am I audible?
Yes.
Sir, hi. Good evening, sir. So my question is on the under construction renewable capacity. As you said, it was around 10 gigawatt. Sir, how much of this capacity would we have land and transmission tied up?
There's a lot of noise over there in the background.
Yeah.
Please repeat your question.
Ketan,
you are not audible.
Hello, am I clear now?
Yes.
Sir, how much of the under construction renewable capacity will we have the land and transmission tied up?
See, as far as evidently FY25 is there, and FY26, what we have targeted of 5 gigawatt, we have all the resources in place, including land.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ragini Pandey from Elara Capital. Please go ahead. Ragini?
Sir, what was your PLF incentives in this quarter and the last year, if you can share? Hello?
You talk about incentive of PLF?
Yes.
No, I didn't hear you. Is it plant load factor or incentive? What was your query?
Sir, plant load factor based incentives, if you can share.
Okay.
This year it was 507 crores compared to 338 crores last year.
We sell this to 9 months.
Please, please, sir, 507.
Can I paraphrase your question? You want to know what is our incentive we have gained, or you are wanting a physical parameter of your plant load factor?
No, sir. The PLF based incentives, incentive income, because your PLF was
Okay. You know, now it is clear. 9 months we have a 762 crores of incentive. We did a 255 crores during the Q3, taking the tally to 762. And as I had answered already, we expect a similar kind of a figure for Q4 also.
Okay, thank you. Next one is, sir, what is the income from the late payment surcharge regulations? I mean, how has the receivables improved after the implementation of the LPSC rules?
See, our late payment surcharge figure stood at 177 crores till half year financial, current financial. For the Q3, it is 71 crores. So for 9 months, it is 248 crores. Now with the implementation of the LPS rules, as you rightly said, the surcharge income is not by design. It is by default. In the sense that a higher surcharge figures beyond a point should be a cause for worry, because then the debtors control it talks about a higher debtor figure. So with the LPS framework in place, the payment trend has been quite good. So that is the reason generally in the sector as a whole, for all the generators, if you look at the figure of income from late payment surcharge, it is dwindling. So to give you an example, financial year 19-20, we had a figure of 1240 crores earnings from for 9 months. I'm saying comparing 9 months, it was 1240 crores. For financial year 2021, it was 1695. And then it started going down, 642, 459, 186 last year, and now it is 248. So it is a sign of a better collection efficiency.
Thank you. Rakesh, I request you to join back the queue, please, as we have other participants waiting. Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mohit Pandey from Macquarie Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, firstly, if you could clarify the 7.2 gigawatt of thermal capacity that is to be tendered out by FY27, that will be predominantly on brownfield mode or greenfield also?
Okay. No, as I mentioned to you, NTPC is going predominantly for brownfield only. I would say entirely for brownfield. We haven't gone in for any thermal in recent period, which is a greenfield. So your question stand answered that yes, it is a brownfield only.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so the question pertains to the 7.2 that is yet to be tendered, but that clarifies. Thank you. So secondly, with regards to SGDs, while you mentioned the gigawatts under construction, if you could help with what kind of commissioning in rupees crore terms is expected over FY 26 and 27?
See, we have broadly two set of FGDs. One is what we are implementing along with the projects. In the project itself, the one which is done on a FGD, which is being implemented separately for the existing commissioned plants. Now the entire megawatt capacity of the FGD existing would be 59,880 megawatt, which would constitute roughly an expenditure of 32,800 crores. Now out of this, 12,120 megawatt of capacity equivalent of FGD has already been under commercial operation as of 31st December 2024, so which would be 5,368 crores of approved corresponding cost. Now, if you look at the upcoming COD status for this additional FGDs, 4,360 megawatts we are expecting during the balance part of the current year. For financial year 26, it would be 13,310. For financial year 27, it would be 14,110 megawatts. And financial year 28, it would be 15,980 megawatts. So that totals up to 59,880 megawatts. And if you talk about the corresponding cost of this, I am mentioning only the approved cost, not the completed cost. It could differ slightly. For financial year balance, it would be 2,626 crores. Next year, it would be 7,645 crores. Financial year 27, it would be 8,105 crores. Financial year 28, it would be 9,030 crores. These are tentative figures as per the schedule of commissioning. Thank you.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much. And the last question is on fixed cost under recovery. While we have seen very good progress in this quarter. What will drive further progress, as you indicated that by the end of the year, you plan to get it down to 250, 300 crores? That would be my last question, sir.
This is based on, our optimism is based on, not mere optimism, it is based on the ground conditions. And Q4 is something where, you know, most of our units are up and running. And that is the period where you have the least planned outages.
Okay.
So taking into account that, we are doing this.
Thank you so much and wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Aniket Mittal from SBI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question was on WIPCO and PHTC. I remember earlier you had highlighted about the 12 gigawatt of additional hydro-based capacity that you want to add over there. Could you give some details on the, you know, when can we expect awarding for those happen and which projects are in advanced stages?
No, I didn't mention anything in terms of a fresh award for NIPCO and THDC. I had given only COD guidance for FY25 and beyond based on the already awarded projects.
So are there plans to undertake new projects within that on the hydro front?
I suppose there are some distant projects which are under feasibility study, but I can't say anything very categorically at this stage because I don't have the figures right before me right now.
Okay. Just one last bookkeep question. You know, on the consolidated financials, the other income has gone down very drastically for the quarter on a YOY basis. What is leading to the decline?
Let me have a look.
Okay. There's roughly a 30% fall in the other income and YOY.
Yeah, I have this figure before me. The other income was 754.27 crores and now it is 5,554. So it's a drop by 209. So the change is in contributed by NTPC 118 crores, NGL 65.86. This is because of increase in the interest from bank deposits. RGPPL, there is a 30 crores. So, this is the broad breakup for this. And this stands eliminated by, these are the upsides, stands eliminated by 424.71 crores of higher dividend from JVs and subsidiaries. So, that brings it to 209.
Maybe I'll discuss this offline. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Nikhil Nigania from Bernstein. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. My first question is on the Bangladesh plant, the joint venture plant. If you could give some update on what is happening there, what is the status of the plant, any issues you are facing there on that plant.
Yeah, I would request Director of Operation, Mr. Ravindra Kumar, who is incidentally in the board of that company as the chairman, to take on this question.
Both plants of the Bangladesh BFPCL is commissioned and it's operating. But right now, because of the coal and dollar prices, coal is not available, so it is under shutdown. Whenever the coal will be available and the dollar will be available, then we will learn the plant.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Sir, can you come closer to the microphone, please?
Both Bangladesh plant is commissioned and it was running. but now it is under shutdown because for want of coal, and coal is expected temporarily, and coal is expected to be arriving very soon, so we will start the plant again as per the grid requirement there.
Well, and so with some current, how much investment we have made in terms of equity into that plant?
How much investment?
I think 1600 crore.
1324
crore
we have already invested there.
One last question on there was an article that there are issues with BHEL which were leading to delays in commissioning of plant, and a meeting was held. If you could share some color if there has been any progress or is there likelihood of further delays in commissioning of the pipeline plants like Patratu, Khurja, like other, etc.
Director, project will take on this question,
Shanmugasundaram. Actually, there was a meeting for the way forward of BHL was being conducted. Now, BHL is able to take care of this vendor's cash flow. Earlier, even vendor cash flow was an issue. They are improving on all fronts. You must be knowing, Khurja has been, Unit 1 has been commissioned. Today night, it will be declared a commercial operation declaration. So, there seems to be a positive approach from BHL. And we have to see how it moves. We are planning to commission Patratu Unit 1 in this quarter and North Karanpura Unit 3 also in this quarter. Both are BHEL supply units.
Understood. Those were my questions.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Vishal Telwani from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Two questions from me. One on NGL, you did mention like, you know, there could be some bit of inorganic growth. So anything that happens, so it will be over and above our capacity addition target of 3, 5 and 8 gigawatts for the next 3 years?
At this moment, you can assume that all this put together would be about 3 gigawatt.
Okay, but this is part of our the target that we have
done. For the current financial year, since it's only 2 months down, so I would give you a figure as a guidance that you take a figure of 3 gigawatt rather than asking for a split up very in a very specific terms.
Okay, got it, sir. And second, for this Rajasthan Vidyut, that 50-50 JV that we have done, for our operational assets, so does this involve any investments or will this be part of our control capacity or is this just the O&M that we are doing?
See, this is a thermal plant of 2,320 megawatts operational. And there is always a hope for expansion depending on the availability of land and several other inputs. But right now it would be at 2,320 megawatt of operational assets only.
Okay. So, I mean, like, you know, does this involve, like, have you invested for this or it will be only for the incremental capex that we are doing that will envisage investment?
No, it is for the existing capacity. It is for the existing capacity of the running plant.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Sumit Kishore from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. My question is in relation to the multiple...
In
outline, what kind of investments or capacity additions are envisaged in these JVs of NGEL?
I would put it this way that, there is a planned capacity addition that we have given you guidance in terms of 5 gigawatt, 8 gigawatt and an average of 7 to 8 gigawatt. Now, these are facilitators.
this need not be looked at an incremental capacity over and above what we are stating, but these are the aid towards that. These are the avenues for bringing capacity additions, and these are recently formed joint ventures which would involve that identification of a suitable land which this, the respective state government would be bringing to the table, and with their own equity participation. So I won't be able to say in a concrete terms in terms of the timelines for this, but definitely all this would be come very handy for our targeted capacity of 60 gigawatt by 2032.
Okay, just to understand this, the 358 gigawatt guidance for NGEL is at a consolidated level, including all JVs and potential inorganic growth that you might do will also go towards meeting this target.
I would say that going ahead, the most of the expansion would be from NGEL. A chunk of that, I would say. For the current year, you can take us up for the group, but going ahead, more and more capacity additions would be from the NGEL. But I don't rule out there would be some capacity additions from our subsidiaries, hydro subsidiaries also. Some could be a small capacity addition can come from NTPC also, wherever there is a feasibility in proximity to our existing plants. But the substantial part would in the future, next 2-3 years, will come from NGEL.
So, and in reply to the previous participant, we just want to be very sure. So Chhabra project, are you acquiring a 50% stake in that project, and what is the consideration?
No, consideration is something which I will not be sharing at this moment. It is subject to price discovery, modalities and other things. But I will share with you that it is 50% and the capacity is 2,320 megawatt.
Okay. This you had not included in your, overall capacity addition for NTPC through FY27 that you had mentioned earlier. This will be over and above.
Whatever is the capacity addition I shared is about the projects under implementation. This would be over and above that.
Very clear. Thank you. Thank you so much and wish you all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
I, along with my colleague directors here and on behalf of the NTPC and NGEL, would like to thank all the participants for raising their queries, very, very, very pertinent queries, and giving us an opportunity to share our thoughts as well as numbers for your perspective gathering. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. On behalf of IIFL Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.